The Sudbury Five grabbed a 115-108 road win on Thursday night in Michigan in a back-and-forth game against the Pontiac Pharaohs. It was close right out of the gate, with the score being tied 23-23 after the first quarter, with strong games from players such as Alan Billinger for the Five and Trent Temple for the Pharaohs with 25 and 27 points in the game, respectively. The second quarter was similar to the first, with Pontiac scoring 24 points in the quarter to Sudbury's 23, and at the halftime break the Five found themselves trailing by a score of 47-46. With both teams looking to assert dominance over the other in the second half, Sudbury was the team that was able to do that, scoring 39 points in the third quarter to Pontiac's 25, led by Jamurin Jackson's 38 points in the game. Sudbury held a lead by a score of 85-72 with one quarter remaining in the basketball game. Pontiac wasn't going down without a fight, however, and helped by former Sudbury Five shooting guard Lance Adams, who scored 19 points in the game, the Pharaohs scored 36 points in the fourth and final quarter to Sudbury's 36. Sudbury held on for the win, however, and defeated the Pontiac Pharaohs by a score of 115-108. With the win, the Sudbury Five now hold a record of 2 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Sudbury Five return to Canada for their second consecutive road game tonight in Windsor against the Express, with tip-off scheduled for 7 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.